Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, so far this month, we've talked about Bible examples of men that have stood alone, people like Daniel and Noah. We've also talked about people in the Bible that made mistakes and had failures, but yet started again and were used by God in a mighty way. So you think about people like Moses and David and Peter. If you missed either of those messages, please log on to our website at independencebaptist.org and check out the audio section. From there, you'll be able to listen to any of the prior broadcasts that you might have missed. Now this morning, we're going to change gears a little bit and talk about what happens to the nation that turns its back on God. So as we prepare to turn the broadcast over to Pastor Reynolds, please turn in your Bibles to Psalms chapter 9, verse 17.
This morning, I'd like to look in the book of Psalms, chapter 9, and verse number 17, as we consider the question, what happens to the nation, or what happens to nations, that turn their back upon Almighty God? Psalms 9 and verse 17 states, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." Wow, that's a solemn proclamation, is it not? That all the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. In Psalms 10, in verse 6 down through verse 11, when the wicked do not pay any attention to God, they do not believe really that God knows what they're doing. Sometimes people are like that. Sometimes those people that are wicked, they simply believe God cannot do anything and God will not do anything at all to them. The Bible says in Psalms 10, and reading in verse number 6, "He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved." Now this is the wicked that's saying this. "I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth them into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones." Notice now verse 11. The Bible said in Psalms 10 and verse 11, "He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will not see it." This is what the Bible states, that the wicked say. They're out to get all they can get. And they really believe, because they say in their heart, that God will never do anything because he is not strong enough to do anything at all. But notice what the Bible states in the book of Psalms 50 and verse number 3. The Bible said here that our God shall come and shall not keep silence. This is a hope for people that trust in the living God to watch over them. Many times people that are saved have to endure much grief, much sorrow, much turmoil, because of those that are wicked. But the Bible declares here that our trust is not in this thing of the world. Our trust is not in anything that men can see. Rather, our trust is in the living God who holds us, protects us, watches over us every step of the way. The Bible says in Psalm 50 and verse number 3, "Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. The Bible makes it very clear, does it not, that our God, although he's a silent God now, will not always be a silent God. Psalms 50 and verse 22, this chapter ends with a thought of this. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Just think of this, that those people that are wicked, those people that are mean, those people that are evil-spirited, they'll do all that they can do to have everything that they can have. But the Bible says that one of these days, their end will come. Notice the Bible states in the book of Psalms, chapter number 2, why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? That is an empty thing. The Bible even says in verse number 2, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. This strikes terror in our heart when the wicked say, we're out to get you. But you know what God says about it all? If you read in verse number 4 of Psalms 2, the Bible says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Understand here that saved people today are not out to get anybody. Saved people are proclaiming the truth of the Word of God. That's all we're doing. We're not out to harm anybody at all. But I tell you what, God is not men. Men are not God. You see, the time is going to come when God will pour out his wrath upon all of those that are against him and against his anointed. This is the way it is. The Bible said in verse number 7, I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. God is well able to do anything that he desires to do. I don't think that God is waiting on us to make up our minds what we're going to do, because we're supposed to be serving the Lord. We're supposed to be trusting God. But God can do anything that he wants to do. I know that people today don't think that. The Bible states in the book of Psalms 73 about people that are rich and about people that just don't care anything about God at all. The Bible says in verse number 4 of Psalm 73, for there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. You see here in this place, in Psalm 73, the Bible here in this place talks about they are going to do what they want to do. Pride compasses them about as a chain. Violence is part of their actions. The Bible says that the wicked are very strong in this world, and yet they say, how doth God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? These are all of the ungodly who prosper in the world. These are the ones that increase in riches. David, the writer of the scripture in Psalm 73, he came to the place of saying, I have cleansed my heart in vain. I have washed my hands in innocency. All the day long, David had been plagued. He was chastened every day. The Bible said that he was hopeless as he looked upon all of the things that was coming upon in this world. But you know where David got all squared away? It's when he went to church. The Bible says in Psalms 73 and verse number 17, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. There is an end to all the wickedness and all the trouble and all the trial and all the torments. There is an end. It is not now, but the end is going to come one of these days. The Bible said in verse number 18, surely thou didst set them in slippery places, that casteth them down into destruction. Notice in this place, that it's not men that cast down the wicked. It's not. The Bible says, surely thou didst set them in slippery places, thou casteth them down into destruction. It is not men that's doing this. Rather, it is God and God Almighty that is destroying these that are wicked. The Bible says that it's just like when God wakes up from a dream and there he sees it all going on. And the Bible records that God will make it all exactly right. You know, the prosperity of the wicked leads them to believe that they really don't need God. But you think about it, that all the riches of this world are going to be destroyed one of these days. When God raises up his hand, he is going to destroy all wealth. And the only thing left is that what people have done for God. The Bible records in the book of Joshua chapter number 7 that Achan was an Israelite. And yet Achan turned his back on the commandments of God. Achan took the Babylonian garment. He took the silver. He took the gold. Achan hid those things. He thought that everything was okay. He had private riches that no one else had. But there came a day when Achan was called to the judgment. And Achan died. And all of his household died because of the wickedness of this one man. God knows it all. And God is able to bring his righteous judgment in the right time. What happens to the nation that turns its back upon God? It's a terrible thing. I pray today that you will not turn your back upon God Almighty, but you will always submit yourself unto whatever God wants for you.
You know, as Pastor Reynolds was talking, I couldn't help but think about Proverbs chapter 21, verse 31, that states, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. You know, no matter how much we physically trust in strength, government, or anything else, in the end, the only safety we have is in the Lord. Now, we do pray for our nation, and we do petition the Lord to move in the hearts of people and the leaders so that they will seek him. We also have to remember that it is when God's people turn back to him that he will heal the land. And it is a reminder that we need to make sure we are serving the Lord as his people. Well, before our time is gone, we do want to remind you of a couple resources that are available. We have full-length sermons available on sermonaudio.com/IBC. These can be downloaded to your computer, MP3 player, smartphone, or tablet. We also have independencebaptist.org. That is available with many different books, articles, and additional audio messages. And of course, as always, you're welcome to come and join us for services. We'll be starting this morning at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and 11 a.m. worship services. You can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And of course, we'll also be meeting this afternoon at 3:45 for a prayer meeting and at 4:30 for worship services. Well, I see that our time has slipped away from us again, but we are very thankful that you're able to join us this morning, and we pray that you'll be able to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.